Hello, and thank you once again for listening to another podcast. This is Amanda with Life's Longevity. This podcast is going to be on taking action. Just a quick podcast. I know it's been a long time, but it occurred to me and I was thinking how it's hard for a lot of us to take action. And when we really want to take action, I believe it comes out of caring for ourselves, respecting ourselves, actually starting to see our potential, see where we want to be headed, thinking about our will, thinking about our direction of thought, repetition, even considering writing things down. Because when you write this down, even this very podcast, that's when you really are serious. That's when you really start to want to see where you're going and really go for it. What happens when we're excited about something, when we're just pumped up and we just like, I want to do that, I want to get that, I want to buy that. We know the signs that we display when we're serious about something. And taking action, really applying it, not just listening, not just it going in one ear and out the other, but really thinking about it, really. If it's health, if it's a job you really want to go for, if it's someone that you really want to meet, if it's somewhere you really want to go, if you have such a strong conviction, such a strong belief and a determination, doing certain steps to take action and applying is very important. And there's certain things that I want and I would like to ask for anyone listening to this, to write down. Write this down. Your will has a lot to do with taking action. And your will has a lot to do in a health, so to speak, and in an anatomy way of looking at things. Your liver is the seat of ambition. It's the fire and the movement of will. Your kidneys have a lot to do with will because it's more of the essence of courage. How the Taoists say the Jing essence is contained in the kidneys. And your body has to do with your mind, and your mind has to do with your body because it's one and the same. So that's why I'm talking and giving references to certain organs and certain body parts, because our energetic system, our body has to do with our mind because it's one and the same. So our breath has to do with our will. And of course, our pituitary gland has to do with our will. When we send chi, when we send energy to our head that sparks thought, and we really focus on what we want, it has a lot to do with taking action. You know, it starts with a thought. Through that thought, you start thinking about all the different scenarios and all the different possibilities on what it may take to take action. But the still you are, the more still you are, the more clear you are, the more present you are, the more zeroed in, the more you simplify. And all this you can write down. All this you can write down. The more you simplify the unnecessary things that could potentially be holding you back from that goal, or from those goals, the more clear that direction is. And the more clear that direction is, the more vivid we see it, the easier it is to take action. So if I were to talk about consuming more protein, because protein helps the brain, and protein is very important for men and women, kids, older people, anybody. What you can do is write down all the superfoods, all the natural products that help protein, that have protein, and help you build it. And then you can write the places that you could possibly get it around your area. Then you can write down what you can afford. And then you can write down a certain taste you may acquire. Then you can write down the possibilities of recipes and different foods that you make that you can actually put the protein, natural protein powders in, like spirulina, like goji berries. These things have protein. Then you can write down when you can actually go to these places. Then you can write down who you would like to go with, who you would like to inform, who would you like to exchange with, because talking, exchanging this information with people helps you bring it into life, helps you bring it into manifestation, because when you're talking about it, you're really dwelling in it, you're really thinking about it more and more, it starts to be more and more easier to remember. You start to remember the name of it, the look of it, you start to maybe Google the pictures of it, you continue to write certain ideas you get about it down. And then when you do get it, you can write down how you feel about it. And then more and more and more, you start to bring your goals into reality, into this physical presence. So taking action is very, very important. Because before you know it, 3 days have passed, 6 days have passed, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months, and no action has been taken. And health has to do with your spirit, your mind, and your body. Whether we believe it or not, it's the truth. So, we always want to think about taking action. Not just listening. And it can be very tough because it can be very overwhelming. That's why I recommend to everyone to write things down. Even if you have a good memory. Or you consider yourself having a good memory. Because having a good memory is very arduous. It's very hard to have a great memory. You know, I consider a great memory a spelling champion, a mathematician, a chess grandmaster. Someone that can multitask at a genius level. And so it's very good to write things down. You know, to repeat it, to even type it up, email it to yourself, print it out, take a magnet and post it on the refrigerator. So when you open the refrigerator door, you're looking at your set of goals every day. You're reaching out, helping people. Because when you extend your heart, it's and you're talking to people about people that you can trust, that you feel you can trust about your potential goals, then you really get into more of a feeling, not just a logical point of view. Not just this logical repetition of thought, but actually the feeling of reaching your goals. Because when we get into the feeling, that heart chakra, that feeling, then it manifests much deeper, much more enjoyable. So there's different things that has to do with taking action. We have to have a will, we have to have faith, we have to care, we have to want to do it, we have to work on visualizing and seeing the achievement. You have to stay motivated. You have to be consistent. And writing things down is such an amazing tool. You can buy a notebook for like $3, a pen for a couple dollars, and write things down. Write your goals down. Write your ideas down. Title it. Then that way it helps you to categorize. The more you categorize, the more you simplify. Because simplicity has a lot to do with manifestation, because we have so many different thoughts every day, throughout the hours, throughout the minutes, throughout the days. That too much thought, too much analyzing actually prevents us from really staying clear, staying very clear of our goal. It's like a road we have to stay on. It's like a rainbow, and you see the other side of the rainbow. And if you get too distracted, and you're walking towards that other side, down the road or on the other end of the rainbow, you can get off course. It's like Bruce Lee said, don't focus on that finger that you're pointing and directing to the moon. Because if you focus too much on your finger, you'll miss all that heavenly glory. We don't want to focus too much on ourselves, but yet we want to give thought to what we want. So focus in the pituitary gland, which is the master gland, and that chi flow and all these different elements that has to do with action. It's very important. I'm just throwing certain tools and certain important aspects of it. But if something else comes to you, you can write it down. The point of this podcast is to help you get started, to help you get on track, to simplify, to actually care and want to achieve. Because we can listen to this person, that person, we can think about this, we can wish that, but until we actually want to face ourselves to it, we actually want to give a thought. And even if you have a notebook and a pen and you go write at a park or your favorite spot or somewhere enjoyable, or talk to someone that you really have beautiful conversations with, that helps you. And to focus on the positive and take note of the negative. Because if you focus too much on the negative, then if you believe in the law of attraction, then we bring in a lot of negative. We share and we are attracted to negative frequencies, to insecurities that other people have, to insecure negative conversations, to the fear that we may have, and skepticism that we may have, or if this, or if that, or if I don't do this, or if I don't get this done, then I can't do that, and too much of that, which is tough. That's where things like meditation, a lot of people that are successful, and a lot of athletes, and martial artists, and gurus actually meditate, because it helps to still the mind, to slow down thoughts. Therefore, the thoughts you do have, you just direct them, the energy that you have, you direct it to more of the positive goal-setting, goal-achieving thoughts. And that's why things like Rishi Mushroom help. Things like Sisandra, things like ginseng is the most popular herb in probably the history of herbal lore. It's the most popular herb because it helps direction of thought. It helps achieve. It helps perceive. And I reckon anyone look into this, write it down, all these different herbs that I've mentioned, like all these different tactics and tools, all these things that help benefit anyone. Write it down. Look it up. Research it yourself. And in the process of researching, you actually start to remember more. Because repetition is a master key to achieving. Because when you repeat something, that's when it stays with you. It gets into your memory. It builds all these different thoughts and possibilities within your being, within your mind. And it gets into your subconscious, and you actually tend to think about it more. So if you are thinking about something negative over and over and over, focusing too much on the negative over and over and over, that actually inhibits, it slows our goals down. Hopefully our goals are positive. And then that way, when you repeat, when you do these tools, then I guarantee you it'll help you achieve your goals and actually take action. So thank you for listening. Just a thought I was thinking this morning as I get ready to make breakfast. Goji berries and probably some cacao and bananas and raisins and all that natural, that good stuff that helps the brain function. Thank you and enjoy. Amen. God bless.